we are all night owls, Dan, obviously. You know, we've been working this shift for a long time.
Indeed.
And we are night owls. So sometimes, because we work during these hours, we don't get to see a lot of the weirdness that's happening in the world.
Right.
You know, I mean, I used to more, you know, more when I was only like working on the weekends and fill-ins here. I had a lot of time because I was a night owl anyway and a drunk. So I would be out a lot late and I'd see a lot of weird stuff. So I have some stories here from thoughtcatalog.com about some of the strangest things ever. And this is really a true story. During the break before last, I was scrolling down on my Facebook page. My buddy Nick, who was a bartender at the Green Mill, said, and he posted this, and you know, obviously, I don't know if he's listening, but he said on his walk home from work, so he walks home from the Green Mill, so that should tell you something right there. On his walk home from work, he always sees at least 5 rabbits, and he says whenever he sees like the 5 rabbits, he always thinks of The Witch. Now, I don't think you've seen the movie.
I have not.
But anybody who has seen the movie The Witch, and if you're walking home at 3 o'clock in the morning and you see some rabbits, you'll think of The Witch and you'll freak out. Then he says he also saw a guy. He said the other night he saw a guy walking through his neighborhood with a double-edged hatchet in his hand. So there you go. That's just some of the stuff. And this is in the city. This is in Chicago. He doesn't live very far from the mill. So, you know, there's a guy walking around with a double-edged axe, just walking down the street. Maybe he's hunting rabbits.
Sounds like there's plenty.
He's hunting wabbits. All right. Have you ever seen anything? What's the weirdest thing you've seen? Now, we're all a tribe. We're a brethren here. We're the night owls. We're the overnighters. And, you know, we go outside. And, you know, most people are asleep. It's quiet now outside. There's no traffic. You can just, like, see, hear things more. And what have you seen that's weird? What are some of the more weird things that you've witnessed during these weird wee hours of the morning where everybody is asleep? So here are some of them. These are just quotes, the stories taken directly from this website, thoughtcatalog.com, where people left their strange stories. Here's a guy who says that, I look out my window. This person is walking out at 4 a.m. He suddenly stops and looks at me, despite me looking through a tiny crack in the curtain. That's the last time I did that. That's creepy. That's really creepy. Like, you just got the curtain open. Maybe, because I don't have curtains, I have blinds on my windows. So maybe I lift up the blind just a little bit, and I look out, and some dude makes eye contact with me. That's freaky, man.
That's the thing I get most, like, when I do encounter people, like, whether I'm walking to the car or, you know, and it's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Just the eye contact is always very strange, because part of it's like, hey, it's okay, I'm cool, but yeah. It's also like, I'm totally casing you right now. Make sure you're not an axe murderer.
No, that's absolutely true, man. I mean, like, if someone, you're looking out the window and they kind of see, if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're looking out the window, and a couple people are walking down the street, and they kind of see you looking out the window, you don't really think anything of it. But because it's 2 o'clock in the morning, the subtext gets weird. It just does. All right, how about this one? I used to live in a building in downtown Reno. My window faced an alley, but people thought it was a walkway. It was also right behind the plasma donation clinic. Watching homeless people dumpster dive into there was never pleasant. Witnessing strung-out weirdos mess around on or in the dumpster was even worse. I didn't live in that apartment long, only about 6 months. My favorite, though, was watching a guy trying to tame a lifelong stray. Guy who lived in the same building, he had a good heart, clearly. He fed this cat daily. This cat ate his food, drank his water, and even slept in a nice, warm, covered bed thanks to this guy. It snows here, and then that winter it was very snowy, so without this guy, that cat might have died. Still, the cat wasn't being a pet. 6 months I've watched this guy trying to tame this cat every morning and every night like clockwork. This guy brought the stubborn stray food and water. This cat had probably been a stray since he was a kitten. I think that the guy and the cat eventually came to an understanding of mutual friendship. I'm never going to leave the streets, man. Can't tame the cat. Let's see. Saw someone messing with a scooter. Not sure if they were trying to hotwire it or what. But as they got it running and headed out of the parking lot, it burst into flames. Dude just calmly gets off of it, lays it against a car and walks away. It melted everything plastic on the car and messed up the paint. Guy riding around on a scooter and it bursts into flame. He just leaves it there. See, you can do that at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a scooter bursts into flame. You can't leave it leaning up against the car. You just can't walk away. 3 o'clock in the morning is when you can get away with that kind of stuff. Let's see. Tornado Frog. That's the handle of this person. Tornado Frog. Says, one time I saw an old beat-up car break down in front of my building and a clown came out of it. Just one? Took him like an hour to fix it. At one point, some random guy showed up and started helping him. After a while, the guy got into a different car and left. Was it a clown car that showed up for him? Well, that's got to be weird. I mean, 3 o'clock in the morning, you see a guy get out of a car and he's dressed like a clown. So what do we got here? We got Stephen Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
This is years ago when I was Tenenbaum, Clark, and Fullerton. But I took the 22 Clark when I got off work at like 4:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
And
wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, Steve. You took the Clark bus at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, we didn't close till 4.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, the red line's 6 blocks away.
Right. So no, I know. But the Clark bus is a pretty notorious bus line, Steve, especially at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it's nuts, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but we stopped at this bar called the Octagon, which is up north. But a guy dressed in a full Abraham Lincoln outfit, fake beard and all, just came out and got on the bus. You don't see that every day.
No, you don't. This is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning, a guy dressed like Abraham Lincoln gets on the bus. All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right.
See you later. Now, listen, you know, Dan, a whole subcategory can be put up with the CTA in the middle of the night. That's that's a whole nother thing, man. I mean, CTA anytime, you know, 24 hours a day, you're bound to see something weird on the CTA. But the odds are jacked up immensely between, you know, midnight and 4.
Mm.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's see. I had a time, this is Stompert on Thought Catalog, puts his little story up, and it's, I had a time where I could not sleep at all. Nights I'd like to drink before bedtime, others I'd have to just to stroll through town. One time before I wanted to go out for a midnight walk, I found 3 guys in my street taking pictures of their car, which was in the middle of the street. The street was pretty empty. It was late at night, around 2 a.m., so no one really noticed. They made sure to capture all angles of the car, but I think they were actually taking pictures of people's driveways and house, so I informed the cops, and they were aware of it. Oh. Look at that. They were staking out the neighborhood, and Stompert stomped them. All right. Let's see. All right, we'll get into more weird things that only people in the middle of the night get to see. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. All the regular Friday features are coming up. You Big Dummy coming up in a few minutes. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and that'll lead us into Fly Jams Friday. Right now, though, I'm sharing some stories from people who left their overnight stories at thoughtcatalog.com, and some of the weirdest things that people have seen in the middle of the night. Because, as you know, weird things happen at night, in the middle of the night, and more often than not, they're weird. So we've got some texts coming in and some phone calls and some more stories here. Get to a couple of texts here. 630 area code says, I've seen a coyote with 2 animals in his mouth. What kind of animals? Wow. 630 area code says, walked out to my car late one night and I came across an all black squirrel. Never seen one before. Thought it was a skunk at first. Yeah, we had a black squirrel in my neighborhood in Andersonville when I lived in Andersonville. And I remember the first time I saw, I was walking, I had a dog at the time, and I was walking the dog, And I didn't know what the hell. I was like, what the hell is that thing? Because it's a totally black squirrel. And I guess they're pretty common. Have you ever seen a black squirrel in your?
It's funny you mention that, because one night Lef brought it up in passing, and we got it like an hour's worth of phone calls of people
with black squirrels,
with like black squirrel stories. But neither he nor I had seen one. You know, he had seen one, and that was why he brought it up.
Yeah,
but yeah, apparently they're very popular in Michigan, if I remember correctly.
I think I've heard that too. Because I think, you know, when I saw it, of course I had a radio show, so I brought it up. You know, when you see something weird in your life, you bring it into the radio show. That's what I do, at least. And I remember seeing it when I was like, what the hell is that? And it was a squirrel, just black squirrel. But then I don't know if it was the same black squirrel, but I'd see a black squirrel. Maybe it was the same black squirrel because it would come out in the same area. So I assume it was the same one. That's the only black squirrel I've ever seen. It was in Andersonville. It was an Andersonville black squirrel. So, 773 area code says, Nick, could you please tell your late night crazy story involving the diner grill? I've told that story 8,000. Is it archived as a podcast at the website somewhere?
Maybe.
It involves this diner grill. It was called the Two Way Grill. It wasn't the diner grill. That adventure did not take place at the legendary diner grill, which is now closed. The diner grill on Irving Park near Ashland, that you used to be able to get the slinger there. Now, I've had many adventures in that place. Trust me. But this was called the Two-Way Grill, which is literally blocks away from where I live now. It's at Pulaski and Elston. Okay? We went in there one night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We'd been drinking, and we went in, and there was, like the diner grill, there were no tables. It was just a counter space, but it's shaped like a shoehorn. The room is shaped like a shoe, because it's located right on the corner, like a Six Corners area. So it's located right on the corner. And I can't think it's called North Side Diner now.
I think you're right.
Yeah, North Side Diner. But it was the Two-Way Grill. So my friends and I went in there after a night of drinking. We went down, and we walked in. And at the end of the counter was a guy, and this is a true story, a guy sitting on one of those things. It's all stools, all counter, okay? So you walk in, the place is just weird. You could smoke then, and they had those cherry machines in the back. You know what I'm talking about? Those, like, poker machines that they would pay out. A lot of places, it was illegal, but they had a room in the back. You could swing the doors open. When you swing the doors open, you get just a huge pile of smoke would come out every time, because people would be back there gambling, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and being crazy. And so that was going on. As soon as you walked in, that was to your left when you walked in. So all the crazy gambling people are in there addicted to their poker games, smoking cigarettes and you know. And then there's the grill man behind the grill, a guy who clearly hates his life. He's wearing a dirty T-shirt. He's got the hat on, you know, the apron covered in grease. He's got a spatula in his hand, and he's making breakfast for a bunch of drunk idiots. And then a waitress who's been a waitress since she was clearly 11, and she's, like, in her 50s now, and she's behind the counter. And it's just, there's this weird sadness that permeates the air while the lunatics are smoking and gambling in the weird room in the back where the doors swing open. And so we walk in to get a seat. And there were three of us, and we walked down, and there were some seats available, but they were, like, next to a guy. They were, like, a couple of seats away from a guy who was sitting at the counter, and next to him was a blow-up sex doll. And he had a breakfast in front of him, and the blow-up sex doll had a breakfast in front of her. And he was feeding, quote-unquote, feeding his blow-up sex doll this breakfast of eggs and bacon and stuff. And so I just was like, I can't believe this is happening. I mean, this is just, and it's weird. It's a true story. It's an absolutely true story. So the waitress comes up to us, and I immediately go, well, I ask for coffee, and then I immediately go, do you know that guy, he's feeding a blow up sex doll breakfast. And she's like, oh, that's Charlie. He comes in here all the time. He'll eat the second breakfast. And I'm like, oh, all right. So he's a regular. So this guy's a regular at this place. They know him. They like him. The guy with the sex doll that he's feeding the breakfast to. So we're in there for 15 minutes. Suddenly the door busts open and a guy comes in with like a long fur coat on, and he's with this girl. No, he's got a long leather coat on. She's got the fur on. And they come in, and this guy's loud. He's big. He's crazy. The woman is all, you know, to the nines, lipstick, you know, red hair curled, just out of control. He comes busting in. Oh, how's it going? Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. This is what I'm. This is the kind of night it's going to be. And he's screaming across the diner grill, or it's not the diner grill, the two-way grill. You know, meanwhile, the dude at the end of the thing is, you know, he's a little nervous, so he's kind of like holding his sex doll a little closer to him because he's kind of scared somebody's going to, this big guy might hurt her. So the guy who with the girl walks in, he goes, "Grill man, grill man, man, you are the grill man, grill man, you are the grill man." And the grill man is just kind of standing there looking at him like, "What do you, yeah, what?" And he's just kind of looking at him, just the sad old dude. "Grill man is the grill man. Woo, you are the grill man." So they walk over and they sit down, and then the insane dude sees, well, the one insane dude sees the other insane dude with the blow-up sex doll, and he goes, "Woo!" He points at the guy and goes, "Woo! Yeah! This is the kind of night it's going to be! All right, man! All right! This is the kind of night it's going to be!" So the guy is terrified. The guy with his little sex doll is terrified, you know, and starts to feed her a little quicker, you know, like, "So let's get out of here a little faster, honey." And the woman with this guy is just giggling the entire time. She's just laughing the entire time. So finally, the guy gets up and he walks over to where the partition is in the counter, where you can lift up the counter and go behind by the grill. So he walks up to the partition, which was up, unfortunately. And he walks up. He's kind of standing near where the grill man. "Grill man! Grill man! Grill man!" And the grill man like, turns around. "How you doing, grill? You are the grill man. Woo, grill man!" He goes, "Grill man, look at this." And he pulls out a wad of money out of his pocket. He's got a money clip and his wad of money in his pocket. He goes, "That's $500, grill man. $500, grill man, that's $500. And the grill man's just kind of looking at him, you know, grease dripping from his spatula. Like, what? I don't understand what the hell's happening here. He goes, "Grill man, here, man, take it. Take it. Take the $500, grill man." And the grill man reluctantly, you know, just takes it. He goes, "All right, now put it on the grill. Put it on the grill." And the grill man just kind of standing there. He's got money clip, $500 in one hand, spatula in the other. And he's just kind of looking around like, what? And everybody, there's complete silence in the room now. Yeah, even the sex doll's not talking. So the guy says, "Grill man, put it on the grill." I said, "Put it on the grill. Put it on the grill, grill man." So the grill man takes the $500. He puts it on the grill. The guy goes, "All right, now take it off and give it back." He takes it off the grill, gives it back. And he goes, "Woo, grill man, put $500 on the grill. Woo, that's what I'm talking about." And then he sat down. They ordered food. And we got the hell out of there. We finished, you know, we got the hell out of there. And so when we left, he was screaming. He was still screaming about the grill. "But grill man! Grill man!" Who didn't say a word, by the way. Grill man didn't say a word the entire time. He's screaming, "Grill man." The guy is sitting at the end of the counter with his sex doll, still feeding her. And we said, "Let's get the hell out of Twin Peaks now. Let's just leave now." And that's a true story. It happened at the North Side Grill. Right now, it's open. And I don't know if Grillman is in there or Lars and the Real Girl. I don't know if he's in there either. But it's at Pulaski and Elston, if you want to check out. That's where the Grillman thing took place. So I'm sorry if you heard that story before. I apologize, but we had a request. I've told that story a bunch of times, Dan. I'm sorry.
That texter said, let me pull it up. "Nick, doesn't matter. We love the Grillman story. Too freaking funny."
Okay. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. My regular features are coming up, but right now we're talking about some weird stuff that you've seen being a night owl. Thought Catalog had a whole bunch of people post some of the weirdest things that they've seen, and the weird people do come out in the middle of the night, and you get to see some weird stuff. We got some texts here, and 815 area code says, "I've been delivering newspapers for years. I have lots of stories, but I think the weirdest was when I was delivering papers in the city. I'd go around a corner, and two horses are walking down the street. I call the cops. They thought I was drunk. Come to find that there was a farm on the backside of the block, and the horses broke down the fence and decided to take a walk." Horses? Wow. All right. That's weird. I wonder where was that 815 in the city? There was a farm in the city with horses? 815 area code says, "As a truck driver, I've seen sex acts being performed in cars that should only appear in adult theaters." Okay. 630 area code says, "Driving a fuel tanker at 2:30 a.m. in 2007, I saw a man dressed in a full Spartan soldier outfit running down Route 64 in Carroll Stream." Oh, man. Full Spartan soldier outfit running down Route 64 in Carroll Stream. Never could figure that one out. It was probably Gerard Butler training for his role in 300. That'd be my guess. All right. Let's see. Harold is on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I got a story, but I'll tell you real quick. Look up on YouTube, security camera captures insane number of weird things that happen on my street.
All right.
It's like 15 minutes of just the bizarre things happening in front of this guy's house.
Okay.
Okay, but the one that happened to me is one day I was coming home from work, and I worked till almost midnight. And so I'm walking down the street, and I'm real close to 29th Street. Some guy called me and asked me what time it was. And I'm like, what? And I go across the street, so he wants him. Just where I was walking, this car comes down 29th Street about 25 miles an hour, makes a U-turn. And I'm not talking about a U-turn to go back the same direction he was going. He starts to turn onto Halsted, but continues into a U-turn and rams right into a wall. And there was a quarry there, and they put a kind of wall around her with, some kind of fence. And he came about 6 inches from knocking the fence over. If he didn't hit that wall, he would have went down into the quarry. And I ran out. I said, oh, man, this guy, he had a heart attack or something like that. I run across the street, and it's a guy and his girlfriend, and they're arguing. And the guy looks up at me, and he goes, everything's okay, Harold. He knew me. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, his whole car, the front end of his car is all crushed in.
But he knew you.
Yeah, and I think I knew him from the gym, but I'm like,
wow. All right. There you go. The argument with your girlfriend, smashing into a car and running into Harold at 1 o'clock in the morning. There you go. All right. Thank you, Harold. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, I got something, Dan. I never tire of the grown man story. That's the story that hooked me on your show years ago. So.
Thank you, man.
You can tell it 100 times and it'll never get bored.
I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
But yeah, the story I was telling Dan, I used to live in Rogers Park some years back, and I was coming home from work one night. I used to ride my bike a lot, and I would go through my back door. I lived on the third floor. So I come through the back gate, I go up to the third floor, and there's this humongous raccoon about the size of a about the size of a small bulldog.
Oh, okay. God.
He turns around, I look at him, he looks at me, stands up on his hind legs in front of my door, spreads his arms, and lets out this demonic hiss. I mean, it was like,
yeah, that's terrifying.
And I looked at him, and I'm like, here are the keys. Don't mess with the stereo. I'm leaving. And I turned around and walked away.
That's
and
a weird. You're not
gonna... He was saying, this is my house now, bitch. Don't worry. All right. It was all yours, dude.
That's
I'm
hilarious.
Gone.
That's hilarious. Did you finally get back in it after dawn?
I think, yeah, it was daylight because I just went down to, there's a store on Pratt, there's a bar on Pratt and Sheridan I used to hang out
I know that place well, Patrick.
That's exactly where I went. Yeah, okay. I was right there. Pretty much sure there. What's wrong with you all? Nothing.
There's a
raccoon. Something to Satan, that's all.
Yeah, a raccoon is holding my house hostage, so I have to come here and get drunk. All right, Patrick.
I'm talking to my cat right now.
All right, Patrick. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, a couple of quick more stories, and then we'll get into our regular features, you big dummy, and all that stuff. Here's one. Max says that he saw a Jamaican guy with a bone in his hair carrying a big wooden table on his head at 2 o'clock in the morning. All right. Heard some howling at 2 a.m. and looked out my open window to see 10 stray dogs gathered inside around one of those covered park benches. I watched and whistled at them, and after a while, all of them went off in the same direction. 20 minutes later, I hear another howl, and I look out again to see them slowly trickling in different directions with food in their mouths. There was one dog they all seemed to answer to and dropped off a pile of food in front of him one by one. What? Esmeralda, that sounds like a horror movie, doesn't it?
They, you know, you gotta, it's like The Godfather.
He's the alpha male. All right. Yeah, that's weird. Oh, how about this one? This was dense suburbia, and I saw a bear walking down the middle of the street at 2 o'clock in the morning, just moseying down the street like it was no big deal. And then finally, Amish teenagers were drag racing at 2 a.m. So it was like clip clop clip clop clip clop. It was just the sound of horses running down the street. All right, we have another Patrick. All right, it's Patrick night. Here's Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Oak Park one night, real late, and I was kind of drunk, and I went into this grill and ordered a burger. This guy comes in and sits down, and he tells the guy, the cook, I want to order 100 hamburgers, but 50 and make 50 of them cheeseburgers and give me like 50 orders of fries. Another guy comes in. He's got a leather coat on, leather hat, and sunglasses. And when the guy gets done doing all the cooking, the guy gets up to pay with the leather coat, and he takes off his sunglasses. But it's Chris Christopherson. They were shooting a movie in Oak Park, and I guess they were shooting at night.
Wait a second. So Chris Christopherson walks in and orders or another guy orders the cheeseburgers, and Chris Christopherson comes in and pays for him?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's how long did it take? The guy was behind the counter by himself?
No, there was another guy there.
Oh, okay. So, but two guys had to make 100 hamburgers for Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic story. All right, Patrick, thanks.
All right.
Take care. Bye. Takes his sunglasses off. It's Chris Christopherson. 100 hamburgers, 50 orders. Chris Christopherson was hungry. Wow. Wonder what movie they were filming. Chris Christopherson. All right, that's a good way to end this segment, I think. It was spotting Chris Christopherson in a diner paying for 100 burgers. I think that's a good way to end the segment. Okay, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll come back and we'll start our regular features with you, Big Dummy.